Begin.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
Oh yeah, we're all back. I'm Morgan Nickel, big mouth dickhead from the internet.
And I'm Dylan Reeve, less prepared than usual.
Both of us less prepared than usual because we have had internet trouble. I'm pretty sure it was on my end this time. It's so boring.
Is it always on your end?
It's always on my end. Parnell. Oh, oh, it's like we're on the end of a garden hose or something down here. We're treated poorly.
No, it won't be good. You can't actually run the internet through a garden hose, Morgan.
I thought it was a series of tubes.
Yeah, it's a series of, oh, you know, you're right. Okay, you probably could do it with a garden hose.
It would be better if it was a truck.
If you squirt glass through a garden hose, you might be able to run the internet through it.
Actually, that's probably right. So this week we're joined by Bevan Chuang, a political candidate in the recent Auckland local body election and commentator on 104.2 FM. Are you there, Bevan?
Yo, hello everyone.
It's great to have you. And on this beautiful Auckland evening, I feel like the weather's turned finally.
Well, it looked this morning, is that little note we make? We're talking about this on Tuesday. It's Thursday. It's probably thundering and pouring with rain in Auckland as you listen to this if it's not on the live stream. But this morning I saw rain and I thought, oh, it's over. It's done. But yep. No, it turned into a nice day again.
It's lovely. The air is soft and it makes me happy. And it is now officially, I mean, it was already pants optional weather as of about a month ago. And now it is also shirt optional.
Well, there you go. sitting around the office in undies.
Well, unfortunately, I can't do that in the office. The best I can do there is kicking off my shoes. But, you know, everywhere else.
Did you get one of those little notices about that as well?
And compulsory retraining.
I got a booklet that seems to be written just for me.
Not sure. Actually, I did really good. I did really fun training today. I did a cheese workshop. And that apparently is professional development. Learned how to make mozzarella. I did not work at a cheese factory. We are not dairy related at all.
Not a very dairy industry. Oh, where shall we begin? Has anything particularly interesting happened in the last week?
So many things have happened in the last week.
All right, before we get into any of that, though, I think we should talk. We've got a guest, and very specifically, we should talk about something that's been on my mind.
Yeah.
All of our minds. Very poorly behaving mayor. What we should do, you know, what we should expect as citizens from our public representatives.
Yeah.
Crack smoking crazy man Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Have you been following this?
Oh yeah, no, I have, and he refused to do anything. I mean, he just got worse, doesn't he? I mean, he pushed down another councillor, and he doesn't.
Yeah, it went completely crazy. But apparently, he has a higher approval rating from his constituents, from Toronto voters, than Obama does from, you know, the US population. He has a 42%, even after all of this, even after being the council voting to strip him of power and other things, he has 42% approval rating from Toronto voters.
But to be fair,
Obama has a 41%.
Unlike Obama, though, Rob Ford is not a war criminal and mass murderer.
Yeah, no, he's just more crack, right? Isn't
it? Yeah, a drunkard and a drug addict.
And that thing, so I've watched the video where he allegedly pushes over a councillor. I think he runs around like a Teletubby. I'm surprised he can stay on his feet. And I think he was just trying to get past her, but is so wide that he just kind of basically ran almost square into her. He was obviously very carefully holding her so that she didn't fall over. I think the jostling was unintentional. It was because he's a hot-headed moron.
Yeah, he's a crazy man.
But he wasn't. He didn't attack her or anything.
Did you see that quote of his? Like, he was asked in a press conference or something. He said, apparently someone or other from office has said that I told her I wanted to eat her pussy, which is ridiculous because I'm a married man and I've got all I can eat at home. He said that to the media.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought he was just getting oral sex. He was saying that he's getting enough oral sex or something, that he doesn't need
No, it was
staffing.
He apparently propositioned one of his female staff to perform. Right.
He definitely said that he has enough to eat at home.
Yeah, that's right. That was amazing. I could really get behind, you know, politicians who would offer such pearls of awesome. But we don't seem to get a lot of that in New Zealand politics at any level. Never mind.
No. Much awesome.
Maybe because he's so animated, that's why his rating is high.
Now, he's actually been on my radar for quite a long time, Rob Ford, because Boing Boing have been covering his exploits, I think, perhaps since before he was elected. And they call him Rob Bumblefuck Ford, and have done for a couple of years at least. So, I mean, he was a notorious kind of slobby, sleazy, drunkard, and one of these creepy... It's sort of like, do you remember when, I can't even remember what his name was, the yellow jacket guy from ACT, the bald guy, the dancer.
Oh, Rodney Hyde.
God, how did I forget Rodney Hyde's name? So he was always like against the baubles of office and the gravy train. And then, you know, when he was busted paying for his now wife's travel and stuff, that was unfortunate. But this guy, he was elected kind of on a platform of ending the wasteful spending and
fiscal responsibility,
and he goes on to do things like, immediately before he's stripped of the power to do anything, he gives everyone in his office a $5,000 pay rise. You know, he's trying to buy their loyalty. But it is
also, speaking of buying loyalty, you know, is he former New York mayor now or still sitting New York mayor? Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah.
He has hired his lead, his former police bodyguard, like the NYPD bodyguard who was tasked to look after him. He's hired him into a multi-million-dollar salaried position in the private sector.
Far out.
Because, you know, that's the best way to keep him quiet.
Yeah.
that's pretty good. I don't imagine that, you know, I don't imagine that any of John Key's Diplomatic Protection Service staff are going to have such luck.
I can't imagine he lives a very interesting lifestyle, actually.
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, obviously, you know, there is a degree of luxury, but he doesn't seem like it doesn't seem like he does drugs or anything like that. He seems
so. There are 121. There are 121 New Zealand MPs. Is that 121?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
So of that 121, I mean, surely at least one must have used pee on a few occasions, right?
That's sure to be true. Yeah.
Can't wait till that comes out.
Yeah. I'm guessing Jerry Brown.
For anyone who has video of any New Zealand MP using pee, we should definitely get that out to the media. It'll set off a giant fun storm.
Yeah. Pee is kind of in the past. What's the exciting new drug that we can all be in an uproar about?
Isn't it still pee? It's just we give it different names every few months.
Is it still pee? But I just saw an article that said that usage is way down, and there are like 25,000 users left.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, but it's just speed. I mean, it's no big deal. The behavior, yeah. I think, some of the bad behavior is actually just because of the lack of sleep.
Yeah, probably.
People lose their minds when they don't sleep enough.
I have bad teeth. I always worry that someone will think I'm a pee user.
The chat room suggests that pot usage is the new thing.
Well, isn't it? But it's always been the thing. I've no doubt that a good probably. Actually, I wonder how many MPs have used pot in the last, say, 12 months. I would say 30% recreationally used marijuana in the last 12 months.
This is scientific.
I've got
imaginary science. More than that. Must be more than that, wouldn't it? I mean, it is a very common drug, really.
It depends. If you include the greenies, then that'll push the average way up.
But they're not even. I mean, how many of them are there?
Like 8, 7.
Yeah, there's no count. They were a given. I was then trying to factor on top of that how many more I think might have done it.
Yeah, actually, I tried to get a New Zealand social drug researcher on last week. Our listeners will recall that last week was one of the worst episodes we've had for ages. We had like 4 different guests lined up at various times, and one of them was this. None of them. No one showed up.
Yeah, no one was available.
So we ended up just arguing about police, and I think it was probably quite boring for most people. But you know, what can you do?
They've got red cars now. Exciting.
Oh, yeah, what's that? Orange and something?
Orange and red.
Yeah. Anything that's not black, anything that's not like stormtroopers trying to be intimidating, I think is I'm happy with. Maybe pink. That would be a very
that would be very amazing. Obvious I would love colour. To see some pink police cars.
Yeah. So I'm told by the chat room that the best episode actually was the Morgan monologue episode. I think that's completely untrue. The best episode remains and will always be from season one, and it's entitled Christchurch, and I think it was like episode...
Yeah, that was pretty good.
20. Episode 20, I think, of season one. Is that right? Something like that.
Something. It was early.
Yeah. Oh God, it was a good episode.
It was before it all fell off the rails.
Yeah, I'm really proud, actually, of that work. I'm really proud of it. Good stories there. Good stories.
We could just delete everything after that.
All right.
And before it.
Everything between now and then.
And between then and the start.
I'm actually thinking of changing the way that we name episodes. So the numbering, obviously, is completely stupid and can never be fixed with this four-point thing. But I'm tired of coming up with funny little lines that either were in the show or made references to the show. I feel like we should just put our guest name on as the title.
Holy shit, what a good idea. That requires, of course, that we have guests, but if we can continue getting guests, then this should work perfectly.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't have guests? What are you going to put? Just your names.
Just say, this is a bad one, don't listen.
Yeah, just a sorry in parenthesis.
Dylan, your Skype, believe it or not, your Skype, which is usually so reliable, has completely fallen apart, and you're talking like you're a synthesizer version of yourself.
I may be.
Yeah, so you should... if we disconnect you, is that going to disconnect everyone?
I don't know, try it.
Are you on like a USB thing? Is that what your microphone's connected as?
Yes.
Can you please unplug that and replug that in?
Sure, what now? Okay.
Immediately, yeah. Because I cannot stand hearing you talk to me as if you are being muffled by a robot's firm grip. I'm going to assume that he's doing that.
We assume that he's not talking, so... Nope.
He's probably going to lose his connection and everything's going to completely fall apart. But hey, it's not so bad. Maybe we can just have a chat, Bevan.
Yeah, exactly.
So while I was filling out my voting form, I was like, for the council election.
Oh, yes.
I was like, why have I never stood for this? Now, I don't have any expectation that I would actually win, election. But... It seems like it could potentially be fun. I guess as long as you don't take it too seriously. Was it like horribly stressful?
Nah, I mean, you just got to end up talking to a lot of people and door knock, and then you get some crazy creep, but you know, along the way. But that's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, I have someone who like texting me every week, just telling me stuff. The shit that's happening outside his house, it's like, I really don't care, you know, but you kind of, you know, have to give him your number because you wanted to get their vote and stuff. But, you know, I don't really care about the crazy shit outside his house, but, you know, you get that and you have to be polite and stuff like that.
I think that would probably be the platform that I would stand on. I don't give a crap about the shit outside your house. Vote for me.
Yeah.
One of my next door neighbors has Christmas lights that aren't working properly. It's very annoying. Can we do something
about that? Well, maybe we could swap all of the lights on Franklin Road with your neighbour.
That's
so,
right.
So that those Franklin Road guys just shut up. Stop complaining.
Oh, wasn't it about the council's not wanting to do anything for them? Like, they're going to remove rubbish bins as well?
But
they don't really. It is kind of, you know, they do promote or kind of encourage this Franklin Road thing, but then they don't really support it, which is reasonable. But, you know, at the same time, the people on Franklin Road could just stop it if they're not happy with the lack of support they get.
I think that they should.
But the council's only been giving them support for the last, what, 2 or 3 years, I think? It's not like, not like they've been doing it forever. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess they kind of like the rubbish bin out there, and then you've got I don't know, wardens out there keeping everyone, you know, sort of...
I sure as hell wouldn't want to live on a street with tens of thousands of visitors over a few weeks.
No.
Totally.
But they've chosen to do it.
They have. They're crazy people.
They opted in. It's something that they've done to themselves, and now they want us to pay to make it easier for them. It's like, seriously, guys. Come on. Now, Parnell, I think, would probably be perfectly happy to put on some some competing event. Maybe we could do it on the actual main road, though, rather than... Well, I mean, Franklin Road's not exactly a side street, but it's also not arterial, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
It's not really the right place.
I don't know that we can really afford to make Parnell Road any more difficult to traverse.
Yeah, but also, who cares? I mean, it's just Parnell Road. It's not like there's anything there for anyone. It's the most useless suburb, relatively central suburb for evening entertainment.
There's a rink on.
Yeah, but that's everything on Parnell Road is set up for lunches.
Oh, yeah, it is kind of a bit shit at night, isn't it?
Even that little bakery that we used to go to and get those lovely, unbelievably buttery caramel slices, it's closed at about 5.
It was strange. It was the most expensive bakery in Auckland, though, as well.
Also delicious, though.
Being in Parnell.
My brain would recoil from the sugar shock from eating one of those things. Oh. I think I have diabetes now just from the memory of it. Fantastic.
I'm not a doctor, so I'm not sure about this, but I don't think you can get memory diabetes.
Well, maybe it's diabetes from the jar. I guess we can do a discourse drink report. I'm having a jar of old moot Fijar cider.
Oh, okay. I have you beat on that. Coke. I was drinking a Coke Zero from a Pepsi Max cup.
Oh, wow. Ugh.
Okay.
I'm a rebel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Did it scream? Did it animate? And did it start shrieking about how it would swallow your soul?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You've obviously done this.
It must be terrible to be a drink, because have you ever been drunk? I mean, just imagine what that's like.
Oh, I quite enjoy it, actually.
No, I mean like a glass of water.
Oh, I see.
Getting drunk with a glass of water.
No, like as a glass of water.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
if you think it's fun to be if you were drunk, ask a glass of water.
Yeah. I pretty much just stole that joke from Douglas Adams.
Yes.
And
I knew I'd heard it.
I'm remorseless about it.
It's fine. No one needs to be remorseful.
If you're going to steal from the best. Speaking of stealing.
Oh, good. A segue.
I don't really have one.
Oh.
Julian Assange.
Oh, I've got one. Oh.
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Wait.
Go on.
Rewind. So you do the speaking of stealing thing and I'll just come in straight away.
Speaking of stealing.
Oh, perfect. Flawless. $1.2 million is how much a photographer has been awarded.
Yeah.
After a photo he posted on Twitter was stolen by a photo agency and distributed.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So in 2010... he was in Haiti documenting the aftermath of the earthquake. He posted a picture on Twitter, and the AFP took the image off Twitter, and they did stick his name on it, but then they distributed it on their wire, and it got picked up by Getty Images as well, who have a relationship with AFP, and distributed to many, many newspapers as part of their arrangements that they have. He blogged about it at the time. I remember actually seeing it at the time. And AFP, who are, what are they, Agence France-Presse, the French press agency.
That was impeccable pronunciation, Dylan.
Yeah, I can't speak French, so let's just move on. They sued him.
Yeah. Wait, they sued him?
They sued him, saying that he was making libelous claims against them and that the terms and conditions... Wait. Twitter terms and conditions actually allowed them to take photos off Twitter. They were wrong. He filed a countersuit. They lost theirs. He won his. He was awarded $1.2 million.
That's nice. Unfortunately, probably the lawyers would have got a lot of it, but that'd be lovely. Wouldn't that be a fantastic payday as a photographer?
Well, it does at least set a really solid precedent.
Yeah.
That, posting a photo on Twitter doesn't just give away your copyright.
Yeah.
You don't just lose your rights because you voluntarily posted it into social media.
And do you remember you mentioned the police cars changing colour? Can you mention that again?
Yeah, the police cars.
Speaking of the police cars changing colour, it's funny that you mentioned that because Auckland street signs are going to change colour as well.
Oh my God, we're on a roll. This is perfect.
We're so smooth. We're just professional as, bro.
I know.
I won an award!
We should make a podcast on making podcasts.
I've actually started another podcast, but I've published no episodes.
Right, and told no one.
Yeah. That's right. And told no one.
I know there's been a lot of people poo-pooing the council about this idea of making street signs all... they're all going to be green and they're all going to use a consistent font and type style. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Something like that.
I don't get the point.
Well, I don't know. I like it, though, because it bugs whatever small OCD part of me there is that when I even within a single area in West Auckland, I can drive down the street and see. In fact, there's one place I've seen a street sign, two different street signs for the same street,
yeah,
written differently, built, made differently.
Yeah,
one was all uppercase and one was you know, title case. But the, you know, one's like on the corner of the street and one's like on the opposite side of the street pointing towards it. Two signs for the same street, different. Oh, drove me batty.
Not so really the current batty, ones are white on blue and they're proposing white on green, which I think is that ISO or something? Because that looks familiar. Did I see this maybe in Australia?
Well, white on green has been used in some parts of Auckland. Like I said, the West Auckland street signs are mostly white on green, I think. White on blue might have been the city and city maybe Council, yeah, maybe the North Shore as well. I'm not sure.
Well, blue is Auckland's colour.
Yeah, I think white on green is more common.
I think once again, this is another case where I think it should have pink involved somehow.
White on pink would be amazing for street signs. I would love to see that.
It might be a little bit hard to read.
It seems such a daunting thing to do, though. Like, I mean, it's all well and good that you should make all... Are they talking about replacing signs or just making all new signs?
Now, I think this is just pink. As they replace them, they're going to use these ones.
It's a ridiculously daunting task otherwise, surely.
And pointless.
Well, very.
I think it's pointless. I mean, it's good for OCD, but, you know, but it's pointless, isn't it? I mean, I don't know how much we're spending on this road sign thing, but surely we can spend it on something else other than changing the
colors.
Yeah,
we can spend it on dealing with whatever's happening out the front of that guy's house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, but we don't give a shit.
All your neighbours.
Yeah, my neighbours. We could buy them some new Christmas lights that actually all work consistently.
You need to stay on message, Dylan. The point, the platform is we don't give a shit about what happens outside that guy's house.
That might be your platform, Morgan, but I care.
I'm going to get elected and you're not.
And I suppose I might get a vote from the guy whose house it is, and you'll get a vote from everyone
That's
else.
That's right. Treat the mean to keep them keen.
Oh, nice. Let's see.
I'm pretty sure that's the way it works.
I don't think that's politics.
I was also thinking that, like, if I stood, I'd probably change.
If you stand for politics, are you going to be negging the voters?
Pretty much, but I'm also going to change my name to Les Mills.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Or something with a really strong name recognition.
Yeah, Dove Meyer Robinson.
Yeah. People will be like, I'm pretty sure I know this guy, but I'm not sure where, but that must mean I don't hate him, so I'm going to vote for him.
Well, if you're going to change your name to Les Mills, maybe that one's been a bit overused. You could call yourself Club Physical.
Yeah, oh yeah, great idea.
That could get you some vote, I'm sure.
Yeah, who wouldn't vote? Yeah. Or like, what if you called yourself like Free Big Mac?
No, that'd be treating.
Would it?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to capitalize it quite the same, and obviously you don't include it as the trademark. Free Big Mac. Who wouldn't vote for Free Big Mac?
I'm free, and I'm big, and
Scottish.
And Mac, why not? I have zero Scottish heritage, but hey, maybe it stands for something else. Did you see the story about this $1 Invercargill house?
No, but I don't. It's A, an Invercargill, and B, it's just gimmicky bollocks.
And C, it's actually its house for removal. It's not a house on a section. So it's going to cost you something like $50,000 because it's a brick house. It's not like it's timber and can just be easily jacked up onto a truck.
It's a brick.
It requires
house.
That's right.
Okay.
That was good.
Thanks.
So it's going to, basically what they're doing is trying to get someone else to clean up their section for them for a dollar.
Well, obviously, and who wouldn't do it? Used to see people doing that over the old trade and exchange. People would be like, bricks, one, you know, trailer load of bricks, $1. Must bring trailer.
Yeah.
No.
And you've got to clean them as well.
Yeah. It's like when I was sick of my car.
Yeah.
There are people that will make you pay to take your car away. I'm not paying you to take my car.
So you got a car with a stupid engine, right? It's like really big.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in West Auckland. I had to buy a Holden.
Right. How do you feel about that big engine?
Good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Have you got a GPS in that car? Because it's very important you say yes, because it's important to the segue.
Yes. Of course.
It's funny that you mentioned GPS, Dylan, because apparently, according to the New Zealand Herald, a group of students from Australia...
I didn't actually mention GPS. You did, and I just confirmed.
Yep, we're pro.
Which was a lie.
This is smooth.
Oh, okay, good. Carry on.
You've probably got a GPS in your pocket. Directions from a global positioning system this morning sent three students from Australia off the beaten track near Hokitika. But it's not like they went into a lake or anything. They just went along the side of a golf course or something, which is no big deal.
How long do you go before you go, you know what, this isn't right?
Well, maybe a long time.
The first time I went to visit my in-laws in Dargaville,
yeah,
I used the GPS. I was like, Google, tell me how to get to Dargaville.
Dylan, oh. I'm sorry, I have to correct you. Your pronunciation is terrible. It's called Dargahole.
Yeah. Anyway, Google's like, yeah, sure, drive along State Highway 1, and then at this weird metal road, turn left instead of waiting the extra kilometre to go down the next state highway.
Hey, Dylan, what was that crack-smoking mayor's name again?
Rob Ford.
Funny you should mention Fords, because I rented a Ford in Greymouth, and its GPS told us it was going to be about 12 hours to transit about 10 kilometres between two towns. So I can understand why these guys were set wrong. I mean, we knew immediately that something was really profoundly wrong with the GPS. It also tried to get us to, like, go the wrong way. Instead of going across a bridge, it, like, wanted us to go around. Like, it only wanted us to make right turns or something.
I do always wonder about, like, I don't know if I should, but I trust my phone as a GPS device more than I trust a specific GPS device. Yeah.
And the one in this Ford, it was the built-in thing. So if that doesn't work properly, you're completely
fucked. It probably hadn't been updated since the car was shipped.
Oh, it was lovely as well. I do like those Australian-made Ford XRs. Yeah, I guess as a Holden guy now, they're probably the enemy to you, though. Have you lost your
Absolutely,
mind?
Absolutely, yeah. I have to piss on them when I walk past them.
Oh.
Which is a problem, because my boss has one.
Yeah.
Mm, and it's in the car park right near the door.
And it's cleaning it, boss.
Yeah, no problem.
It's going to be all right, boss.
Yeah.
So there's some research has been published.
That's also mentioned in the book that they gave me.
Now, I think your problem is probably that you drink at work, right, during the day. Like, you've got a bottle of whatever it is that you drink in a drawer.
Obviously.
And it's like, you're like, oh, my God, my life is so hard. I need to drink some booze. And then you go and piss on your boss's car. Completely unrelated problems. So apparently, problem drinking for teenagers are really a signpost that things are going wrong is if they drink alone. Now, isn't that true of people of all ages? Drinking alone?
Exactly. What the heck, drink alone?
I mean, now, I am currently drinking, but I have you guys here with me in a sense, don't I?
No, you are drinking alone.
And also, I mean, you know, my lady friend's in the other room, so I'm not really...
Is she in there with you? Can she see you drinking?
No.
It's not what you're drinking, Morgan.
Which is cider. It's how I'm drinking, which is from a jar.
Yes.
Oh.
Fucking hipster.
I drank from jars before it was cool, Dylan.
It's, yeah, well, that makes you even more of a hipster. Hey, Morgan.
Yes, Dylan.
I have an Urban Dictionary word of... I'm giving you a chance to play this game.
Urban Dictionary word of the week.
There it is.
Why do we even do this?
Your word is cockbag. No, it's not.
Cockbag?
Cockbag, what could that be? I haven't looked it up. Don't make any guesses. Your word is fapple.
Fapple.
So,
Bevan, you might not be familiar with this game. This is where Dylan gives us a word from Urban Dictionary and we have to come up with what we think is a plausible definition for that word or phrase.
Right.
So I'll go first, just so you have a chance to think about it. So fapple, obviously, this is Macintossers. This is people who like Apple Corporation and their products just a little bit too much. And that has been concatenated with the word fap, which is internet patois for masturbate. Fapple. Yeah.
What's patois mean?
I know what it
means.
Idiomatic.
I thought I should just look it up.
Yeah.
What if it's in here? Anyway. Do you have a guess, Bevan?
Fapple. I don't know. I got distracted with your Apple thing. Some frenetic, I don't know, I'm making stuff up now. It seems to have got a fable name, you know, something to do with fable, fab, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm wasting your time, actually, because Morgan has completely nailed it.
Oh, yeah! Wait, I've got a button for this.
We've got a winner.
And it's me!
Yeah, it doesn't happen that often. But well done.
Thank you.
He didn't Google search that, did he?
No.
He would never do that. He is a he is nothing if not highly honest.
Yes. I'm honest to a fault. Have you got another word, or are we going to save one?
I thought we could possibly. I don't know.
Let's save it for the next lull in conversation, because I've got a story about this so-called smoke-free 2025 thing. Now, it's a bit of a misnomer, because I think the plan actually is for smoking only to be under 5% of the population in New Zealand by 2025. I don't even know if this is actually desirable. Now, obviously, smoking is kind of a nasty habit. Doesn't really have much of an upside. I'm not really a fan, but a lot of people are fans. And is that only because they're addicted? Maybe. But you have to say, smoking people, they do look very cool, Dylan.
Yeah.
And it probably helps a lot of people stay thin. And I'm a fan of people staying thin, just not me.
Right.
So when they say smoke-free 2025, what they mean is slightly fatter 2025. But perhaps with younger-looking skin.
Would they be younger-looking skin because they're not smoking?
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, it does.
Or maybe because you're fat, it stretched yourself out of it.
Oh, actually, that's a good point. So the wrinkles wouldn't be visible. Like, you wouldn't be gaunt. Instead, you'd be jolly. Like Rob Ford. Rob Ford, for all we know, he's an 80-year-old man. But, you know, because he's so well stuffed.
Very jolly.
Yeah, probably.
I think you've nailed it perfectly. That's exactly what it is. So that you think keep us smoking to keep us skinny?
Attractive.
Attractive?
Yep. I remember when I was about 16, I had a girlfriend who smoked, and I liked it a great deal. And now some people talk about kissing an ashtray or whatever. I've got to tell you, it's not all bad.
It is.
Kissing an ashtray. There was something to be said for it. I mean, I always found it, maybe it was just, you know, because I was a mid-teens boy and any kind of kissing was
pretty much all right with me.
But yeah. I always felt quite positive about it.
Well, actually, that's fair. I also dated a smoker at one point. I didn't really enjoy kissing her, but at the same time, not really enjoying kissing her is still way better than not kissing her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we make exceptions. I'm definitely not a smoking fan. Don't like it.
No.
Quite happy to see it just cease to exist.
Yeah. I'm happy to see it cease to exist, but I just, and I also will tell people to not smoke face to face, but I just don't know about the government doing the same. I mean, I feel like, you know, charge an appropriate levy on it so that the healthcare is all covered. And in fact, you know, a little bit more apparently, depending on who you believe. And I think that's all that needs to be done. We're all adults, and if we want to do stupid things, we should be able to. And I guess this is just my way of trying to be consistent with, you know, perhaps New Zealand marijuana law being reformed. Because, you know, if you're not allowed to smoke tobacco, you'd be damn sure you're not going to be allowed to smoke a bit of weed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it being outlawed. I just like it to be, just everyone should just realize not they shouldn't do it because it's stupid.
Yeah, especially not kids. Yeah, other things that are stupid.
I don't understand how young. You and I both know a person who was a rational, grown adult who started smoking.
Yep, and then struggled with trying to give up repeatedly.
Insanity.
Yep, it's tough. And he knew what he was doing as well. I'm not sure about it. I don't understand why you would do it, but I just think people should be allowed to.
I understand why people don't stop. I don't understand why people start.
Yeah. Some people like it. What can you do? So I went to a wedding not too long ago. Adults who own a home, they've been together for years, and people were giving them gifts at their wedding.
Gifts are awesome.
Yeah, but I feel like the gifts at a wedding are meant to be for establishing a young couple just getting their start.
Well, I mean, that is the traditional. It's the concept that's come from a dowry or, you know, whatever.
Exactly. But so why would you give gifts to adults who already have, you know, cutlery and flatware? I mean, why?
Because when people get married, you give them gifts. It's the standard tradition. And they have a list somewhere that tells you what to give them, and it's expensive.
Yeah.
they have it at Millie's, and you have to go to Millie's and go, oh my God, how can a single whisk cost $45?
I say that we should do that for people who get married at about the age of 20. But for people who get married, let's say, at the age of 35, they've already got everything that they want. And if they haven't got the things they want, they should straighten their shit out and get it.
Maybe they haven't got the stuff they want, the versions of the things they want.
Well, so get it. If you're an adult, get it.
But shouldn't they? But I thought that people get like a list or something that you can, you know, just sort of
buy
from that list.
I'll buy you a gift when you get married, Morgan.
Okay.
And it'll be silverware.
I'm not sure that you'll have an opportunity to do that, Dylan, but okay.
And when I say buy you a gift, I mean collect coupons from Countdown.
Right, okay.
Well, if I haven't got enough coupons, I'll just give you the coupons so that you can carry on.
So I mean, that's the thing. I have cutlery that I am deeply in love with, and I'm totally happy with it because I'm an adult who can buy things with my own money. Why would I need people to give me cutlery?
Is that a point at which you know you become an adult when you give a shit about your cutlery?
I don't know, maybe. Point at which all your other worries
have been
solved.
It seems like one of those little tipping points. You suddenly realize, oh yeah, I care about my cutlery. I must be a grown up.
Yeah. You know you're damn sure not a teenager anymore. So this, now what's it called? White Ribbon Day.
Yes.
I have no problems with White Ribbon Day. One thing, though, the pledge is I promise to never commit, condone, or remain silent about violence towards women, which obviously it's a big problem, violence towards women. But mm-hmm. I feel like it should be violence towards anyone that you should not be committing, condoning, or remaining silent about. I suppose maybe does that muddy the message? I mean, violence towards men, I mean, it seems like it's a problem that we have in New Zealand as well. I'm not trying to spoil the day, but maybe we don't need to be quite so specific.
Yeah, you know, when you talk to the White Ribbon thing, they said the number of men who is, you know, in domestic violence are very small, and it's still the woman and blah, blah, blah. So they don't really, you know, have that focus on the men. But also because I think it was established because it was actually established by a woman in the first place. So that's probably why they stuck to that.
Oh, I'm not aligning myself with those men's rights dickheads who think that domestic violence against men is comparable to domestic violence against women. I'm just thinking of violence kind of outside the house between people tends to be between men.
So you just think the message generally should be just no violence.
Just don't be violent. Just not to anyone. But I mean, I understand that, you know, that's not the purpose of this day. This is about violence against women. I feel like no one should be violent to anyone.
To anyone.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Good message that can be pink. No, we have pink ribbons. Damn.
We have pink ribbons.
Pink and orange polka dot ribbon.
It could be a black and blue ribbon.
Nice. Yeah, classic.
Oh, God, I went way over the line then.
What's your auntie been talking about?
What my auntie's been talking about is Doctor Who, Day of the Doctor, 50th anniversary special. Have you seen it, Dylan?
Yay.
No, and you know why I haven't seen it? Because I give zero shits about Doctor Who.
All right, well, you can shut the fuck up because I heard Bevan distinctly say yay. And I think that probably means Bevan is much more interesting on this subject than you.
Yay!
Just a hunch.
It's hurtful but probably true.
So have you seen it, Bevan?
Yes, I have.
Did you cry a little bit? I cried a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, but there was a...
She didn't really cry. She's just humouring you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Basically, everything will make me cry. I've been crying half the time just now. There was a woman in a lab coat and glasses who had the inhaler the whole time. No spoilers or whatever. I felt like it was a little bit much for her to be wearing that scarf the whole time.
Why?
It was just... I mean, it's not like it was an Easter egg.
But is it? It's part of the I don't know. Must be part of an appeal or something. I don't know. maybe there's something that she can hide under the scarf. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously it was the Tom Baker Fourth Doctor scarf, which is, wait, was it the Fourth Doctor scarf? One of the other doctors had a scarf as well, didn't he? I think it was the fourth doctor scarf. And it was just too much. It was like it was a cosplay thing, not, you know, in Doctor Who. It was a slow start though, that episode. But man, it finished well.
Yeah, I really that was enjoyed awesome.
That. Interesting that they had such a kind of a less used bad guy in the form of the Zygons, who I can barely even remember. Who remembers the Zygons? No one knows who the Zygons are except...
I remember the Zygons.
Do you?
No, or maybe. The name's familiar.
Just make something up.
I haven't watched Doctor Who since I was like 7.
Really? You haven't watched any of the new Doctor Who?
Not a single second. None.
But it's all heaps better than the old Doctor Who.
Now, well, I didn't like the old Doctor Who very much either.
Right.
To be fair, I've also only watched a single episode of Breaking Bad, so, you know.
God, you have some kind of brain malfunction, man.
I watched all of Orange is the New Black. I enjoyed that very much.
Irrelevant.
Oh, it's just TV shows that people like, whatever.
Irrelevant. Test court case tackles fluoridation issues. Yes. Oh. So this would definitely be one of my platforms if I was standing somewhere weird. I'm not sure how local body politics works in Hamilton, but I would be one of the idiots who would play up to those anti-fluoride goons. So one of the arguments that they've made is that if you're okay with fluoride being added to our water supply, legally there's not much difference between that and adding lithium to our water supply, which
yeah,
is
a large difference.
It's insane. I mean, isn't that like an antipsychotic, lithium? That,
yes.
You know, it pacifies the population. Now, are these people... Yes. Are
right. They don't need to add it to the water supply because it's being sprayed in the chemtrail.
Yeah, obviously. You're probably right.
We breathe it when the planes fly over.
If only you and McDonald had been under more chemtrails, because it might have reduced his aggression and obviously general psychopathic tendencies. So he was up, I think, for his second time for parole, and it was declined, and he's in for at least another year. But I don't know how long they're going to be able to keep him in. Now, did we talk about this last week? Obviously he's in there for like arson and his nut job at bloodthirsty attack on a bunch of cows with a hammer.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And obviously he was acquitted of a murder that is otherwise unexplainable. And my feeling is that it was he did it. You know, there was no alternative but that he did it. And so they're going to have to try and keep him in for the full duration of the term that he was given for his arsons and so on, which seems a bit difficult for a parole board because it's so uncommon for someone to stay in jail for their whole sentence. Anyway, fingers crossed though.
Unrelated to any of that, but related to the thing before it about conspiracies and such forth. JFK, the anniversary of the assassination of JFK was just last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It's the only conspiracy theory that remotely interests me, and I still don't think the conspiracy that's proposed is remotely the same as whatever may have actually really happened.
Yeah.
Like some of the larger conspiracies. But I hadn't really looked into some of the more borderline. You know, we've presumably all seen Oliver Stone's movie. You know, back.
Not me.
To the left.
Nope, not me.
Back and to the left. Okay, fine. You go and watch that, and I'll watch Doctor Who. Not true, I'm not going to watch Doctor Who. But there's a group that claim, and apparently Alec Baldwin, is one of these people. There's people that claim that the Zapruder film was doctored.
What?
That the 8mm Zapruder film was doctored, and there are people who say, look, there's clearly this white flash has been put in there to cover something up, and this head, the positioning of his head's not possible, so that's obviously been faked.
What? What?
What possible things? What film magic technology do you think they had available in 1963 to mess with 8mm film?
But when was it released?
Wasn't it
in the 70s?
Maybe, but even then, like, it's pretty crazy stuff.
I mean, if you watch the very best films of the time, the 60s or 70s, the special effects are extremely obvious.
Yeah.
So I did see an interesting kind of stabilized form of the film done by some New Zealander, actually, judging by their YouTube handle, where they had the live film. And they also kind of tracked it through space and sort of built a panorama with it through time. And it looks really cool. And it gives you a really good idea kind of the shape and the layout of everything that happened. And it makes... I mean, honestly, it looks to me like there is one shooter, and I don't understand why there's even any doubt about that.
The Zapruder film, parts of the Zapruder film were released as early as the same week, actually.
Right, okay.
November 29th, 1963, the Life magazine published 30 frames of the Zapruder film in black and white.
Okay.
Then they published in December the 6th in the Memorial Edition in colour.
Yeah.
And then more of it was released in other places. So, yeah, it's been out for a long time. So any faking that had to happen quickly and was somehow magical.
Yeah. I don't think it was doctored, and I don't think there was another shooter, and I don't know that there was any conspiracy. Seems to me like there's a pretty good history on the shooter, and he was a bit disturbed. And he'd been bouncing around from communist country to communist country. He'd been in the armed forces. I think he worked in the book depository, right?
Did he? Yeah.
And he obviously did it. That's it.
Probably.
I don't see the fuss.
He's a dirty assassinator.
Yeah. It's a bit suspicious that he got shot, though.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I like about the JFK conspiracy is that it is, you know the 9/11 conspiracy is always like, and this person, this leading 9/11 expert was, you know, died under suspicious circumstances. You're like, yeah, 7 years later.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, if they were going to knock him off, it would have been before he published 3 books.
Yeah.
So I think we can probably just discount that. But he got, you know. Oswald was killed the day after.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there was something to hide, then it's moderately believable that was what went down there.
Yeah. But. Whanganui's youngest councillor and vocal legal high protester, Jack Bullock, says he won't quit his council seat after being arrested on a drugs charge. He was one of 17 people arrested as part of Operation Valley. And he's been charged with possession of cannabis. I don't think that he should quit his council seat.
No. Don't see why.
He got a second highest vote or something, like 8,000 votes or something.
Right. Well, so people like him.
Yep.
And if he is a vocal legal high protester, then they probably already knew that he's a smoker.
Yeah, I mean, violence, I can see violence charges being an issue, but honestly... And is he always, he hasn't, has he been convicted? Did he plead guilty or anything? Or is it?
Because,
you know, there's also the issue of innocent until proven guilty and all that. Certainly on entirely minor things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the interesting thing, of course, is his father is, what is it? The Hell's Angel, you know, part of Hell's Angel. So he's, you know, and he's saying, oh, it's got nothing to do with my dad. And so he didn't get his crack from his dad, so.
I don't think it was crack.
Oh, whatever the stuff it is.
Same thing, basically. You know, drugs are drugs.
Yeah, they're all the same thing.
Yeah.
People will go crazy.
He's pro marijuana though, so
yeah,
all good.
So he's probably also pro crack. Do you think?
Yeah, he just hated the legal highs.
Right.
Oh, awesome, man. So, we need more colourful politicians.
Do we? I'm not
maybe
sure.
We just commented that we didn't have someone like, what's his name in?
Rob Ford. Yeah, we do need more excitement.
do we need more excitement? I think what we need is competent governance and a bit of foresight in the design of our society. And aside from that, I'm not sure we need colour in our leaders. I don't know. I mean, they can be boring as hell for all I care, as long as they're very, very, very clever. So now I haven't seen JFK, and I'm going to guess, Dylan, that you haven't seen Old Boy. But Bevan, maybe have you seen Old Boy?
No.
No. It's an absolutely amazing Korean movie directed by Park Chan-wook, and it is, cult classic. And Spike Lee is making, or even has made, an American remake of it. And I just don't want them to. I just think people should watch the original, because who cares if you had to have to read some subtitles? No one cares about the odd subtitle.
On
watch the original.
IMDb, yes. It has 526 votes.
Yeah.
Averaging 4.5.
This is the new Old Boy.
This is the new Old Boy. It's and released in the States tomorrow.
4.5. And what has the original Old Boy got?
8.6 or something.
Right, see, there you go. 8.6 means it
8.4.
is
8.4 versus 4.3 is the current ratings comparing the two of them.
See the original. If you are dyslexic, then learn Korean and then see it, because you won't be able to read it. But yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. And there are some brilliant fight scenes. Like, there's one where he's got a hammer, Old Boy, and he just fights sort of along this corridor, and it's such a beautiful shot. Now, I mean, I'm dancing about architecture right now, describing the beauty of a shot, but you know, it's really a wonderfully made film. It does have some kind of slightly weird bits that do drag a bit, but it's still pretty cool. I've been instructed by the chat room,
yep,
to discuss the creepiness of Palmerston North's Santa.
Wow. Oh, that's creepy. Ooh.
Why?
That is a creepy, creepy Santa.
Why is it so white?
With just like painted pink cheeks, and the hands are also freaking me the hell out. In fact, everything about that is freaky. The lips, it's all wrong. You can only see his lower teeth. What's that going on?
That is disgusting. All right, so we are now talking about a photograph on audio medium.
Yep. Well, if you see the photograph, which you can right now, just pause the podcast. Oh no, wait, don't pause it yet, because I haven't told you where it is.
Yeah.
Pause the podcast and then go and find the photo on our website.
Yep.
That's it. discourse.co.nz/ugly-santa-photo. I don't know if that's gonna work. Morgan, there you go.
Thank you.
That work.
I will try and remember to put it in the show notes. New Zealand has lost 10 soldiers in Afghanistan, and I don't mean they don't know where they are. I mean, that is how many have died there so far during the campaign to a campaign to liberate the country, maybe, of its mineral resources? Or is it maybe about just stamping out an oppressive regime? I don't know. That's kind of none of our business. But so Hamid Karzai's government, which is obviously supported by the West, are considering reintroducing public stoning for adulterers. That is not throwing the odd rock at a person to punish them. That is murdering a person by smashing their head in with a rock. That's what stoning is. Apparently we're supporting these guys.
Why?
Yay.
Hooray. Wow, it's really great.
Hang on. Wasn't the whole thing about the war there to be getting rid of
this,
that shit?
This kind of shit, which is, it's almost always done only against women, even though, you know, there's always two people involved at least. You know, we've seen, well, we've heard reports of women being executed for reporting rapes, or being systematically gang raped after being caught having sex outside marriage, consensual sex. And just all these horrible crimes against these women in these shitty countries that, unfortunately, we have to, for some reason, pretend to tolerate just because at the moment they have mineral wealth. Maybe the solution actually is we take a giant nuclear-powered steam shovel, we dig up everything that we want, and then we don't have to pretend to support them anymore. I don't know. But yeah, so part of the idea was getting rid of the Taliban, right? Which was, didn't allow girls to go to school, didn't allow women to drive, all of that stupid stuff, have jobs, all of that stuff that just absolutely disempowers over half of the population. Why would you want to do that if you want to be able to develop? Nuts. Absolute nuts. So this is another stone along the way to an absolute miserable life for women in Afghanistan. And it's a terrible shame. I don't know if there's anything that we can do about it.
No, I don't imagine there is. We can barely even do things about, you know, about our own problems.
Anyway, I'm obviously upset about this kind of thing and livid, in fact, livid. But, you know, countries, I guess, have to be sovereign, right? Have to be sovereign. Julian Assange, unlikely to be charged in the US. Assange, according to the Justice Department, who have all but concluded they won't bring charges against him, because what the hell? Is there some carpentry going on in the background?
Just a little bit of carpentry, that's fine.
said they could not do so without also prosecuting US news organizations and journalists, said these US officials, which is pretty much what Julian's been arguing the whole time, that he is a journalist. Now, you'd have to have a pretty broad definition of journalism. I mean, he's a source, really.
He's not a journalist?
No, he's not. I don't think he's a journalist, is he?
No, not really. He just dumped data. He didn't actually, you know, the journalist's job is really to take data and make information of it. And I don't think he really did that.
Do the analysis. So he worked with journalists.
With now, all of that stuff. The thing I said about that was that I don't think it matters whether he'll be charged or not. I still doubt he'll ever leave his little Ecuadorian hideout to risk facing charges in Sweden.
That's because he's a creepy sex pest and he deserves to face charges, and he'll probably be, well, I mean, I shouldn't speak extrajudicially, but he's almost certainly guilty of the crimes with which he apparently hasn't even been charged. Has he? Did he ever get charged?
No, he hasn't been charged because they haven't reached that stage of the process. They have a reasonably formal process that they have to go through, and he hasn't reached that stage.
They just wanted to talk to him, right?
Yeah, well, they have to formally interview him before they can charge him, apparently.
And he ran away. Instead of talking to them, he ran away and hid in a closet and said, no, I can't hear you, and this is just a front for the US. And now the US is saying, nah, we probably can't charge him. So now what's his excuse going to be?
Well, now his excuse will be, it's not really true, there's still a grand jury, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think he's a creep.
Anyway.
And I'm pleased that film about them, I can't even remember what it was called. It only just came out. Fifth Estate, maybe? Is that what it was called? It failed. Like, it was death in the box office. Even though it had attractive young man, Bumbadob.
Bindledung Cumberbung.
Yeah. There's something magical about that name. It doesn't matter how you mispronounce it. Everyone knows who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Bumbledum Cumbersnutch.
Yes.
So he's lovely, and he looks...
Bacon-filled crusty bat.
Bacon-filled crusty bat. I'm so hungry now. So we better get this other word of the week because we don't have much time.
Butter-dipped crumpet bites.
Urban Dictionary,
word of the week.
I actually have two.
Well,
the first one is Homance.
Homance?
Yeah.
Homance. So now this is, actually you can go first, Bevan, if you like. Homance, that's your word.
Does it sound something like bromance? Something related to that? I don't know. That's the first time. That's the first word that came into my head.
So that's my feeling as well. So is this like a reverse bromance where it's like women that are friends and for some reason they're called hoes because we're in some terrible society?
That is exactly what it is. Yay, society!
Yay! Everyone hates everyone.
Yay!
Yay!
How quick can you be?
And Ashley and Kristen have such a romance. Count lesbians, we're best friends.
4.
I don't think there's time to do your next word.
3.
Oh, shit, we forgot to talk about Len Brown.
2.
Maybe next 1. Time. Thank you, Bevan. Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you.
You're listening to a weekly show on
Of course.
It's all right. We're using that one.
Right. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Week away, whatever you're off to do.
Yep, you too. Thank you. Thank you. This is fun.
Thank you.
And I presume all your attention has blown over for the most part?
Yeah, for the most part.
Have you ever returned to a normal life yet?
Yeah, kind of. It's a different life, but it's a good life. It's been, you know, it's a slightly different to what I used to do, but actually been good. Yeah. It's kind of interesting what happened, but no, it's been fun, man.
Good.
Cool. Thank you.
Cheers.
Much fun. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fish and chips. This show is cancelled. Beep.